Load up your book bag, but leave your nail file at home, because this week's discovery discusses literature behind bars. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm your host, Kristen Dreyer Kramer, from nightsandweekends.com. As an English major in college, I spent a lot of time reading and discussing literature with other English majors, but author and literature professor Makita Brotman gains a new perspective on literature by reading with prisoners, which she discusses in her captivating nonfiction account, The Maximum Security Book Club. The story follows Brotman through 2 years of leading a weekly book club at the Jessup Correctional Institution in Maryland. Each week, she gathers to discuss literature with 9 prisoners, many serving long-term sentences for violent crimes. She looks forward to their weekly routine, though it means working around prison lockdowns and prisoner setbacks. And as she engages them in discussions about everything from Conrad's Heart of Darkness to Kafka's The Metamorphosis, she also learns more about the men, their perspectives, and their lives inside their dreary, colorless compound. Now, for anyone who spent hours listening to lectures and engaging in discussions about literature, the Maximum Security Book Club will give you a new and unexpected perspective. The prisoners may sometimes seem distracted and frustrated, but the discussions take an interesting twist when the men get sidetracked. Brotman's literary choices, meanwhile, are often surprising. She doesn't shy away from dark, depressing, and even violent literature. And though it certainly helps if you know a little bit about the featured works, the discussions might also pique your interest and inspire you to read or reread some of them. Unfortunately, the nature of the book gives it no natural conclusion. Brotman features 10 literary discussions before the book comes to an abrupt end. There isn't much closure, though Brotman does provide an afterword. Here, however, is where her generally upbeat attitude takes a hit, and it ends an otherwise eye-opening book on a melancholy and somewhat less than satisfying note. But is it worth exploring Conrad and Poe with prisoners? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say buy it. If you love literature and you still fondly remember lit class discussions, you'll be fascinated by these unlikely scholars and their observations. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. The Maximum Security Book Club by Makita Brotman is 228 thoughtful and engaging pages long and is available from Harper. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.